This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The story reads that ANC regions in Limpopo are saying they've had engagement, they've agreed on how to deal with the leadership question as pertains to their provincial, as pertains to their elective conference that is due in March, late March. And they've got names that they've put out. Let me give it to them to describe. Now, I was saying earlier that my producer has written interim joint spokesperson of the five ANC Limpopo regions. And I wanted to understand what is that about. So we've got Mr. Peter Ngobeni. He'll clarify me with that. Mr. Ngobeni, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Ngamla, and good evening to your beautiful listeners.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you very much. Now, this is not a very important matter. Although talking about this, it is a bit important to clarify so people know who we are talking to. I would have easily said the spokesperson of the ANC Norman Mashawan region. But I'm advised it is the interim joint spokesperson of the five ANC regions.
I think we must be able to indicate that I remain the spokesperson of the ANC Norman Mashawan region. We deemed it fit and proper, Ngamla, to coordinate the messaging in terms of this leadership perspective.
Mm.
You would know that preceding each and every conference of the African National Congress,
mm.
there would be what is called a succession debate.
Mm.
That branches, structures of the ANC are allowed to then begin to lobby.
Mm.
To this extent, regions were able to extensively consult
mm.
the branches of the ANC in their respective regions, which then culminated into a consolidated perspective, which in our considered view
mm.
is desirable that we proceed to a conference that is not contested. I'm not entering joint whatever it is called,
yeah.
But we felt we needed to have a singular voice that communicates this consolidated perspective.
Mr. Ngoen, are you saying you've been mandated to speak for the five regions of the ANC on the leadership question going to the provincial conference?
We would know, Ngamla, that mm. we've got spokespersons in each and every region,
mm.
and we're able to interface and agree in principle, given the fact that all these regions are in unison in articulating the desire in relation to this leadership perspective, which branches of the ANC
mm.
Arising out of a very extensive consultation. They felt that I needed to be the mouth.
Okay, right. Because then it assists me to ask you this with authority and knowing that you are able to respond on behalf of everyone else involved. Okay, so what is the position and what happened? From what I'm gathering and from what you've said to me, regions of the ANC has come together to address the issue of the leadership question. There have been agreement from all regions of the ANC, and the agreement is what you're communicating here. Please talk to us about what happened, this process, and eventually the agreement.
No, indeed, Ngamla. You would know in English, there is what they call consensus.
Mm.
It's part of arriving at some determination. And in our case, we felt that we've got to take and spend some time articulating the way forward in terms of what do we do to strengthen the capacity of the ANC to provide services to the people. And we wanted to get this question of leadership because we know for a fact
mm.
how disruptive contestations are. We know for a fact how contestations have got the capacity to scatter everyone asunder.
Mm.
So we needed to spend some time in discussing this question of leadership, and ultimately there was an agreement
mm.
that we've got to ensure that we support the leadership collective that we're able to communicate with Topi Ramatuba as the chair,
mm.
John Mbe as the deputy chair,
mm.
Musanda Ruben Madaji as the provincial secretary, Pule Shai as the deputy secretary, and Edi Maila as the treasurer. How it goes, mm. Ngamla, as mm. you engage and consult, structures of the ANC is that it rises from the branches of the ANC, expressing themselves in terms of as a region.
Mm.
For instance, let's take Wembe, for instance. Wembe will converge and say their view is that Umusanda Ruel Magadi must retain as the provincial secretary of the ANC, and that becomes a name that gets deposited into the names which were then discussed at the level of the province as we consolidate this question of leadership. Bring up.
Please keep going with the regions. Bamsanda from Wembe, please keep going.
And then you would have Dr. Popi Ramatuba coming from Waterberg. The structures of the ANC in Waterberg will engage very robustly and agree that this is the name. Norman Mashabane did the same in articulating the name of Uleshai, that he must be able to form part and parcel. And you would recall, Ngamla, that at some point we're able to have a discussion in terms of the decision of the structures of the ANC in Norman Mashabane. The same NC Kukune that Eddie Maila must be able to form part of the leadership collective of the ANC in the official. Peter Mukaba was able to agree on the name of Johnny Mbe, but he must be able to form part and parcel of the official Sundan.
Okay. So these regions, I'm noticing that these leaders, for example, Puleshai is chairperson of the ANC in the Norman Mashabane region.
Yeah.
John Mpe is chairperson of the ANC in the Peter Mokaba region.
Yeah.
So I'm noticing that those are chairpersons of those regions, and you'll tell me if it's the same. I'm aware that Bamsanda is not chairperson of the ANC in the Wembe region. So how did the regions arrive at who they support? What did they look at?
You would have Dr. Putura Matua, who is just a member of the Provincial Executive Committee and the Provincial Working Committee.
Mm.
Eddie Maila is the regional deputy secretary of Sikukune.
Mm.
The consideration was not whether you are holding a particular position. At the time this discussion ensued, the consideration was what are the material conditions that are prevailing in our province? How do we consolidate the local strength? What do we do to ensure that the structures of the ANC in the province are strengthened, and what are the leaders that we can be able to elect in the officials of the ANC? It had nothing to do with the positions they're holding currently.
Okay. Now, who came up with, who was part of making the consensus? Was it branches? And I'll tell you, you have seen this on social media. You and I are in the same waters in social media in terms of political interest. I will not claim you are political animals, lest you come back at me. So you would have seen this, that those that are asking, Kanti, who decides, who nominates leaders to go and contest in the conference? Is it the RECs? Is it the top leadership? Or it is the branches? How does that work? And how did it work in this case? How does it normally work? How did it work in this case?
No. Ngamla, I must indicate that we had the Regional General Council, and I must be able to credit the leadership of the ANC in Sikukune, for instance, because when we convened respective RGCs to receive and adopt the roadmap to the 11th Provincial Conference, Kukune was able to rise out of that council with a proposal, a suggestion, an intervention that we should be able to proceed to a conference that is not contested.
Mm.
And they conjured a perspective in terms of what would be of the benefit to the ANC if we preoccupy ourselves with other things other than leadership contest.
Mm.
Of course, regions were able to communicate, for instance, Waterbeck rose out of the sub-army, the regional general council, with the name of Dr. Popira Matuba. Norman Mashavani was very emphatic and very clear and unambiguous on the name of Pulisai, and the same with Vembe. So branches were able to have a bite. In fact, beyond and post this council, there were further engagement from the branches coming up to the regions and ultimately the consolidation at the level of the province in Gamala. Branches were able to have a bite.
So these are nominations of branches?
Discussions in Gamala. Remember, before we convene BGMs, there has to be some level of understanding and appreciation in terms of who then becomes the leadership of the ANC. And I think those discussions culminated into the perspective that me and you are discussing this evening, Gamla.
Okay, no, I hear you. Again, please help us, for us who don't understand the inner workings of the ANC. So is this the marching orders that are given to the branches when you go to conference, to say, we have decided as regions, when you go there as a member from Sekhukhune, for argument's sake, we expect you'll vote in this direction? Because my understanding, and this is why I need help, is the performative process will still need to happen. And I say performative because there are arrangements, right? So the process of still needing to come together and sit down and raise hands and confirm will still need to happen. So is this the marching order given to branches, or what is the situation? Or branches can still express themselves?
The branches, indeed, they can still express themselves. And the point we're making here, Ngamla, is that it's not a gun in the head. It's not marching orders, because that would be unconstitutional. The ANC is a very democratic organization. It's simply discussion and appreciating the fact that not every time there must be fierce contestation for leadership positions. We can always persuade each other. It's even there in a discussion document that was conjured 29 years ago, preceding the 50th National Conference of the ANC, entitled the Organizational Democracy and Discipline. That discussion document was an intervention because the leadership of the ANC observed tendencies for the erosion of organizational culture in terms of behavior, conduct in the build-up to conferences. The second intervention, as you recall, Ngamla, was in 2017 when the General Secretary, Gwedeman Dash, at the time, presented a report entitled Diagnostic Organizational Report to the Policy Conference, something that is not done. Policy conferences of the ANC did not receive organizational reports from the National League, but they had to do it because there was a need to intervene. Even at this point, the generation that we have, the generation of the African National Congress that loves the ANC so much, deemed it fit and proper to go for consensus, go for consultations, go for lobby, so that as we proceed to the provincial conference, we do not have a consensus. It's not the gun in the head, but these are democratic discussions that are going on in Gambia. Yeah.
But they seem to be happening top-down. They seem to be coming from leadership down to the unit of the ANC, being the branch.
I don't want to believe that you are not listening to me, Ngamla. I know for a fact you are listening.
I'm sure you will not believe that.
Definitely. Yes. I'm making the point, and I think I'm making two important points. Firstly, that when we went to the Regional General Council, the branches of the ANC expressed themselves unambiguously on the name that they prefer, that must be able to form part of the Provincial Executive Committee. And even at that time, positions were not attached. It was simply to say, as you will be kickstarting the process of preparing for the Provincial Conference of the ANC, here are the names. And they went down to their respective branches. The delegates were in the RGC, further engaged
Maybe to show that I'm listening and I remember, the Norman Mashaban region said Puleshai for top five.
Indeed.
Okay, that convinces you. Yeah. I actually remember. I'm actually listening. Okay, so you don't need to repeat all of that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Now.
So let me put this in. Yesterday there was a story written in the Daily Sun, if I'm not mistaken, said that there was a meeting of a grouping of members of the ANC. That I remember the headline, I may not quote it, that also were trying to come up with a grouping, and they've got different names of who, I don't know if you've seen that story, of who they think should stand. The story further reports that meeting collapsed. But my point is, there seems to be other meetings that are still happening that are having different names. Is that the sense of the ANC? And you are active on social media. There are still people that are having names of different people from different regions who are saying this position must be contested, that position must be contested. What is the ANC's position on that?
I would be very much surprised, Ngamla, if there is somebody who opposes a desire that we should be able to prioritize the unity and the internal cohesion of the organization in the province. And you would agree with me that we are in the process of engagement, of leadership. People are still allowed, really, in Gambla, to engage. Mm. But what comes out to be very, very dominant in the structures of the organization is that unity is sacrosanct. The internal cohesion of the organization is important. You might have seen even the Youth League has expressed itself. The ANC Women's League expressed itself quite clear that they are amenable to this perspective that we must be able to proceed to a conference that is not contested.
Okay. Now, this is a question from one of our listeners that I sent on WhatsApp. I've seen this debate on social media as well, so I'll pose it as a relevant question. The listener says, what about demographics? I don't see Batsonga in the top five. Gender is not balancing there. What's your response to that?
I think you will agree with me, given the level of your experience, Ngamla, that it's a very disappointing discussion in that and very backward. Mm. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. Mm. Once you start to count types, the koi or the koisa may rise and say, but there is no the question in the officials of the ANC, or white people can mobilize each other and fill the cut street to the provincial headquarters of the ANC and complain that we do not have a representation in the officials of the ANC. The ANC, if you read the document I referred to, Organizational Democracy and Discipline, emphasizes collective leadership. Mm. And it doesn't matter at what level or what position you are in, for as long as you are in the provincial executive committee, you will then be able to make a contribution in terms of the direction of the organization. You don't have to rise and become a senior leader of the ANC on the basis of tribe. People are elected on the basis of capacity. People are elected on the basis of the fact that they can be able to deposit some level of a contribution in the organization. It has nothing to do with tribe, and we can't reduce the importance of rebuilding the organization for tribe. Ngamla is very backward.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Ngobeni. I'm sure we'll be speaking a lot in the journey to the conference. Always appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.